Turn with me now to the book of Bereshit, Genesis chapter 9, verse 1 through 28. That's Genesis chapter 9. Thank you, Rabbi. It's great to have a rabbi here to give clarification. Amen? Chapter 9, beginning verse 1. I'm going to read this quickly. God blessed Noah and his sons and said to him, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth. The fear of dread of you will be upon every wild animal, every bird in the air, every creature populating the ground, and all the fish of the sea. They have been handed over to you. Every moving thing that lives will be food for you. Just as I gave you green plants before, so I now give you everything. Only flesh in its life, which is its blood, you are not to eat. I will certainly demand an account for the blood for your lives. I demand it from every animal, from every living human being. I will demand every human being an accounting for the life of his fellow human being. Whoever sheds human blood by a human being, his own blood will be shed. For God has made human beings in his image." Do you hear that? You have been created in the image of the living God, whether you're male or female. Do not receive the lie from Satan any longer. Rebuke it in Yeshua's name. And say, "I have been created," put your name in that blank, "in the image and the likeness of God." That is who you are. I'm not declaring this before you. Adonai is declaring it before you. Let's continue. God spoke to Noah and his sons. With him he said, "As for me, I am herewith establishing my covenant with you." All of us have descended from Noah. How can you say that? I can say this to you because everyone else was destroyed in the flood. There were only 8 people living after the flood, human beings. So Noah is your father. Let's continue. "I am here establishing my covenant with you and with your descendants." Did you hear that? You are his descendants. We are one people. Let's continue. "And with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the livestock, every wild animal with you, all going out of the ark, every animal on the earth, I will establish my covenant with you, that never again will all living beings be destroyed by waters of a flood." After the Tower of Babel, when all the people were dispersed upon the whole earth, if you study every national origin of people groups, whether it be from the islands, whether they be around the North Pole area, there are no one living in the South Pole. But any of these regions, they have a historical story of there being a worldwide flood. Let's continue. "There will never again be a flood to destroy the earth." God added, "Here's a sign of the covenant I'm making between myself and you and every living creature with you for all generations to come." Those generations who have not been born yet. That covenant has been established. Let's continue. "I am putting my rainbow in the cloud, and there will be a sign of the covenant between myself on the earth. Whenever I bring clouds over the earth, the rainbow is seen in the cloud. I will remember my covenant, which is between myself and you. Every living creature of any kind, the water will never again become a flood to destroy all living beings." Are there various floods going on in the earth? Yes. Has there ever been a worldwide flood again? No. our God's word is true. Let's continue. The rainbow will be in the clouds so that when I look at it, I will remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of any kind on the earth. God said to Noah, "This is a sign of the covenant which I've established between myself and every living creature on the earth." The sons of Noah went out from the ark where Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Ham is the father of Canaan. These three were the sons of Noah, and the whole earth was populated by them. Here now we see a division. Three separate families coming from one father and one mother. Noah, a farmer, was the first to plant a vineyard, and he drank so much of the wine that he got drunk, and he lay uncovered in his tent. Ham, the father of Canaan, saw his father shamefully exposed and went out and told his two brothers. Shem and Japheth took a cloak and put it over both of their shoulders and, walking backward, went in and covered their naked father. Their faces were turned away so that they did not see their father lying there shamefully exposed. When Noah awoke from his wine, he knew what his youngest son had done to him. He had mocked him. He had ridiculed him. He made his father a joke. Who was Noah? He was the high priest of the household. Who was Noah? He was the one that allowed the revelation to come. And if Noah did not receive the revelation of what was to come, the flood, you and I would not be here. Thank God that there was a holy remnant. Let's continue. He cursed Canaan. He will be a servant of servants to his brothers. Then he said, "Blessed be Adonai, the God of Shem." Notice, he's singled out here. His two other sons knew. They bore witness to the flood. They saw the miraculous power of God. They had their hands in building the ark for over 100 years. They knew of Adonai, but they did not know him intimately. But God called one out of that family, Shem, to receive the faith and the revelation of yet to come. Let's continue. Canaan will be their servant. May God enlarge Japheth. He will live in tents of Shem, but Canaan will be their servant. Why? Because his father had cursed his father, Noah. And he had mocked him. Mocked the high priest of God, who was not perfect. After the flood, Noah lived 350 years. In all, Noah lived 950 years, then he died. Think about that. 50 years short of 1,000 years. And when Messiah Yeshua comes back, he shall rule and reign from Jerusalem for 1,000 years. Let's continue. Here's the genealogy of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. They were sons born to him after, there were sons born to him after the flood. The son of Japheth were Gomer, Magog, Madi, Yavan, Tuval, and Meshech, and Teraz. The sons of Gomer were Ashkenaz, Riphat, and Togarmah. The sons of Yavan were Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, Dodamim. From these, the island The islands of the nations were divided into their lands, each according to its language, according to their families and their nations. The son of Ham were Cush, Mitzarim, Put, Canaan. The son of Cush were Savan, Havilah, Savata, Rama, Savatka. And the sons of Rama were Sheva and Dedan. Cush fathered Nimrod, who was the first powerful ruler on the earth. And you may be saying, what is the significance of all these names? They are important. They were ordained by God to be listed in this book that Hasatan has been trying to destroy. We are so blessed to have this written in a language that we can understand. And having numerous translations, this is the Word of God. In that former portion there, there were seven commandments given. And here they are. To establish courts of justice. To refrain from blaspheme God, the God of Israel. To refrain from idolatry. To refrain from sexual perversion. To refrain from bloodshed. To refrain from robbery. And not to eat and cut meat from a living animal. Not to eat the blood. These were covenants that were established here. The sin of Ham when he saw his father's nakedness and he did not honor his father by modestly covering him and mocking him and by not honoring or showing him any respect. But what did his two brothers do? They took a cloak and they walked backwards, hiding their faces from looking upon their father's nakedness. They showed him respect. So here are the sons, Gomer, Magog, Madi, Tuval, Meshech, and Taras. The sons of Gomer were Ashkenaz, Riphat, Togarma, Yevon, Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodanim. These were the Hamites, and these were the Cushites. Now turn with me, that we will have full understanding to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38. Now we will learn the significance of these names. If you're in a complete Jewish Bible, it's page 693. Ezekiel chapter 38, beginning of verse 1. The word of Adonai came to me, human being, he's speaking to the prophet, Ezekiel here. Turn your face toward Gog of the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tuval, and prophesy against them. Say that Adonai Elohim says, I am against you, Gog, chief priests of Meshech and Tuval. I will turn you around and put hooks in your jaws and bring you out with all your army and horses and horsemen, all completely equipped, a great horde with breastplates and shields, all wielding swords. Paras, Ethiopia, and Put are with them. All with breastplates and helmets. Gomer and its troops, and the house of Togarma in the far reaches of the north with all its troops. Many peoples are with you. Prepare yourself, get ready. You and all your crowd gathered around you. Take charge of them. After many days have passed, you will be mustered for service in latter years. You will invade the land which has been brought back from the sword and gathered out of many people to the mountains of Israel. What is it saying here? God is going to cause these rebellious descendants to come and do his bidding. Notice in the scripture it says here that there are people who are gathered from all the nations. The holy remnant, Israel, is gathered out from them. They will be lying in ruins for a long time. But now Israel has been extracted from the peoples and all of them are living there securely. Is Israel today living securely? No. That cowardice brutal act. Can you imagine? Here you are, davening and praying before Adonai with your whole heart. And the next moment you feel pain in your head because someone, your cousin, has stricken you with a meat cleaver and a knife. Did you hear what I said? Your cousin. From your own family. Because they are what? They're walking in religion because they're not part of the holy remnant of God. Or they would have never done that. Let's continue. You will come up like a storm, and you will be like a cloud covering the land. And what is the land? The land of Israel. It's not New York City. It's not Paris, France. It's not London, England. It's not Tokyo, Japan. It's not Beijing, China. It is Jerusalem. It is the land of the Most High God. And you and all your troops and many other peoples with you. Adonai Elohim says, when that day comes, thoughts will well up in your mind. From whom? From Hasatan. Because if they were part of the holy remnant of God, they would repent. And you know what there is hope for those names of those people that I listed here earlier, that I shared with you? Because what does the Scripture say in the book of Revelation? From every tribe, from every nation, God has called out a holy remnant who have left their religion and decided to receive Yeshua, the revelation of who Abba Father is. Individually, each one of us have received Yeshua. Each one of us came from some religion, even if it was secular humanism or being an atheist. And when Yeshua was revealed to us, we received Him. And we received the Ruach HaKodesh. So there is hope for these individuals and these names. But as if we continue to practice a religion and we forsake Yeshua, we go after man's own works and his own will. And we think we can earn our salvation to be pleasing in God's sight, which is impossible. Let's continue. You will say, I'm going to invade this land of unwalled villages. And I will take by surprise these people, who is Israel, who are at peace, living securely, all in places without walls, bars, or gates. Are there not walls, bars, and gates in present-day Jerusalem? So this is a future time. But it's important that we would know God's word, because some of us will see that come to pass. Let's continue. I will seize the spoil and take plunder. You will attack the former ruins that are now inhabited and come against the people gathered from the 70 nations who have acquired livestock and other wealth and are living in central parts of the land. Sheva and Dedan and all the leading merchants of Tarshish will ask you, have you come to seize spoil? Have you assembled your hordes to loot, to carry off silver and gold and livestock and other wealth, to make much plunder? Therefore, human being, this is Ezekiel, prophesy, tell God that Adonai Elohim says this, won't you be aware of it when my people Israel are living in security? You will choose just that time to come from your place in the far reaches of the north. If I had a map of the world right now, and we went north of Israel, we'd go into parts of Turkey, and finally we'd wind up in Russia. And if you would do a study of the names of these people that were sent around the earth, and if you would study in parts of Ethiopia, Kush, Africa, all these different nations there, you would see that these are the warring tribes that are going to come against Israel. This was prophetic in God's word. And we as believers, we as a holy remnant of God, are to know it. We're to spend time searching the Scriptures, that we will be prepared, because we are to what? To gather a holy remnant unto God through the life of Yeshua being lived out in our lives daily. You will choose just that time to come from that place in the far reaches of the north, you and many peoples with you, and them on horseback in a huge horde, a mighty army, and you will invade my people Israel like a cloud covering the land of Israel. This will be the Arkit Hamim, which is the end of days and the latter days. And I will bring against my land so that the Goyim, the nations, will know me when before their eyes I will set apart a holy, as holy, through you, Gog. See, God's going to exalt himself through putting down Gog. Adonai Elohim says, I spoke to you long ago through my servants, the prophets of Israel. Back then they prophesied for many years that I would have you invade them. When that day comes, when Gog invades the land of Israel, says Adonai Elohim, my furious anger will boil up. In my jealousy, in my heated fury, I speak. When that day comes, there will be a great earthquake in the land of Israel. God is going to shake everything that can be shaken. And you know the only thing that's going to stand? Is His holy remnant, which is you. We are not being created for destruction. We are His light in the world. So that the fish in the sea and the birds in the air and the wild beasts, all reptiles creeping on the ground and every human being there in the land will tremble before me. The mountains will fall and the cliffs crumble and every wall crash to the ground. I will summon a sword against him throughout all my mountains, says Adonai Elohim. Every man will wield his sword against his brother. Confusion. Don't know who to attack. I will judge him with plague and with blood. I will cause torrential rain to fall on him, his troops and many peoples with him, along with huge hailstones, fire, sulfur. I will show my greatness and my holiness and make myself known in the sight of many, that is 70 nations. Then they will know I am Adonai. Notice that. They won't discover it by their intellect. Some government will not come and say, this is the Lord, but he shall reveal himself to them. So you, human being, Ezekiel, prophesy against Gog and say, Adonai Elohim says, I'm against you, Gog, chief prince of Meshach and Tuval. I will turn you around and lead you on and bring you from the far reaches of the north against the mountains of Israel. But then I will knock your bow out of your left hand and make your arrows drop from your right hand. And some may say, well, what are you talking about, arrows? We don't use arrows today. What is being shot at Israel every day from the Palestinian people? Missiles. Arrows are flying. And what is the Iron Dome doing? It's interceding those missiles and knocking them down. It doesn't get all of them. That's the hand of God that gave those Israelis the wisdom to do that. You know what was the abomination? There was a woman that went before in New York. I know it by the old name, the League of Nations, the United Nations. And she said, well, Israel should give the Palestinian terrorists, I call them terrorists, she said, the people of the Iron Dome. That's right. She asked for that to be. And you know what? No one in the United Nations other than Israel said, you've got to be out of your mind. You know what's really sad? Today in the United States, our government is siding more and more with the Palestinian people. We need to pray for the Palestinian people. They're cousins to the Israelis. They are Arabs. They're descendants of Ishmael. And God is calling a holy remnant from among them. Amen. Just as we pray earnestly for Israel, we need to be praying for the Palestinian people. Amen. Let's continue. You will fall on the mountains of Israel, you and your troops and all the peoples with you. I will give you to be eaten by all the kinds of the birds of prey, by the wild animals. You will fall on the open field, for I have spoken, says Adonai Elohim. I will also send fire against Magog, against those living securely in the coastlands. They will know that I am Adonai. This isn't missiles being shot at them. The United States is not doing this. Abba, our Father, is doing this. Let's continue. I will make my holy name known among my people Israel. He's going to reveal himself as their what? As their salvation, their only hope. I appreciate the IDF. I pray for them daily. But when Israel understands, just like when King David said, he was inquiring of the Lord, and saying, when do I go out, Adonai, and attack? He said, when you hear the rustling in the trees, that's the time to go. Why? Because the warring angels were going, flying through the trees. When Benjamin Netanyahu and all the generals of Israel, of every military branch, begin to acknowledge Yeshua as their salvation, then Israel shall be totally saved. Let's continue. I will not allow my holy name to be profaned any longer. What do we hear at work? God's name being profaned. Let's continue. Then the goyim, the nations, will know that I am Adonai. Why did he raise up Israel? To be a holy people, a remnant, who would know God intimately. Our temple was destroyed. Our sacrifices have been gone for over 2,000 years. So God has removed the blinder that we would know that only through Yeshua is salvation, our perfect high priest and sacrifice for our sin. Let's continue. The Holy One in Israel. Yes, this is coming and will be done, says Adonai Elohim. This is the day about which I have spoken. For those living in Israel's cities will go out and set fire to the weapons to use them as fuel. The shields and the breastplates, the bows, the arrows, the clubs, and the spears. They will use them for fire for 7 years. Perfection. Burning up the weapons of warfare. So that they will not need to gather wood from the fields or cut down any form of their forest. Because they will use the weapons for fire. Thus they will plunder those who plundered them and rob those who robbed them, says Adonai Elohim. When that day comes, I will give Gog a place in Israel for graves. The Traveler's Valley, east of the sea, and I will block the Traveler's Passage. There they will bury Gog and all his horde. They will rename the valley of Hemon Gog, Horde of Gog, and I will take the house of Israel 7 months to bury them in order to cleanse the land. Yes, the people of the land will be burying them. They will become famous for it. It will be a day for me to be glorified, says Adonai Elohim. Who is their great deliverer? Who brought our people out of Egypt? Who has sustained our people to this very day? And who is calling our people from all throughout the north, south, and east and west? Adonai, Elohim, is his name. They will pick men for the continual duty of going through the land and burying with the travelers and the corpses still lying on the ground in order to cleanse it. They will begin their search after 7 months as they go throughout the land. If anyone sees a human bone, he will put a marker next to it until the grave diggers have buried it in the valley of Hemon Gog. Wherever, Hamona, its horde, will be the name of the city. Thus they will cleanse the land. As for you, human being, Ezekiel, Adonai Elohim says, that you are to speak to all kinds of birds and every wild animals as follows. Assemble yourselves and come. Gather yourselves from all around for the sacrifice I'm preparing for you. A great sacrifice in the mountains of Israel, where you can eat flesh and drink blood. You will eat the flesh of the heroes and drink the bloods of the earth's princes, rams, lambs, goats, and bulls, fattened in Bashan, all of them. You will eat fat till you are gorged, and drink blood till you are drunk at the sacrifice that I have prepared for you. At my table you will be sustained with horses, horsemen, heroes, and every kind of warrior, says Adonai Elohim. Thus I will declare my glory among all the nations, so that all the nations will see my judgment when I execute it by my hand, when I lay it on them. From that day on, the house of Israel will know that I am Adonai their God. Growing up as a boy, I wanted God to reveal himself just as he did in this book to me and everyone that was assembled there. This is a promise here to me and to every Jewish believer, that Adonai Elohim is going to reveal himself to us intimately. We won't say because of Rabbi or someone else, or what my fathers, the faith of my fathers, or the faith of my mothers. But I know Adonai. I know him intimately. And that is our salvation. They will know the house of Israel went into exile because of their guilt, because they broke faith with me, so that I hid myself from them and handed them over to their adversaries. And they fell by the sword, all of them. Yes, I treated them as uncleanliness and crimes deserved, and I hid my face from them. Therefore, Adonai Elohim says, now I will restore the fortunes of Yaakov, and I will have compassion on the entire house of Israel. And I will be jealous for my holy name. They will bear their shame and their guilt from breaking faith with me. Once they are living securely in their land, with no one to make them afraid. No one. And all of you who are from the nations who have been grafted in, that's your home. You're part of the family. We're one new man in Messiah, both Jew and Gentile. That's your home. This will be after I have brought them back from the peoples and gathered them out of their enemies' lands, thereby being consecrated through them in the sight of many nations. Then they will know that I am Adonai their God. Since it was I who caused them to go into exile among the nations, he sent us there. Why? Because our rebellious nation. Why? Because we began become a religious people, following after religions of all the tribes of the people that were there before us, who God had exterminated before us. We went after other gods, and we forsook his name. I who caused them to go into exile among the nations, it was I who regathered them in their land, and I will leave none of them there anymore. You hear that? You and I won't need a visa. We will not have to go before the government of Israel and say, I need to make aliyah here, because Adonai will make our aliyah for us. Let's continue. I will no longer hide my face from them, for I have poured out my ruach, my spirit, on the house of Israel, says Adonai Elohim. Rise up and praise his name right now. Praise his name. You have been grafted in. Give glory to God right now. Arise. Arise. You have been grafted in. And your salvation is in your Most High God. And he's going to perform every good work. He has called you. He has ordained you. You are walking in hope and power and not fear. Walk in the anointing and the fullness of Adonai your God. You who have been grafted in from the nations, and you from the tribes, the 12 tribes of Israel. Walk in the authority. Walk in your freedom, being sons and daughters of Messiah. Praise be to His name. Praise and glory to be to His name. He has said it. He will perform it. We don't have to worry. We don't have to scheme. We don't have to pinch our shekels together. He will do it. Our God is faithful. He has all provision. To His name be all praise and glory and honor. In Yeshua's name, amen.